Massachusetts House passes bill protecting abortion and gender-affirming care. By Hannah Blow on June 30, 2022. The Massachusetts House on Wednesday passed a measure that would protect abortion and gender-affirming care. Access to reproductive health care services and gender-affirming health care services is recognized and declared to be a right secured by the Constitution or laws of the Commonwealth. The bill reads in part, deeming interference with those rights as something against the public policy of the Commonwealth. The passage of the bill follows several state Democrat lawmakers taking to the floor to argue in favor of the pro-abortion measure. Let's be very clear, the Supreme Court's decision is rooted in misogyny, State Representative Marjorie Decker, D, asserted. The motivation behind that is about ensuring that women and those who need access to reproductive health care no longer have control over their bodies. However, the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling did not ban abortion but instead kicked the decision back to individual states. We therefore hold that the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion, Justice Samuel Alito wrote. Roe and Casey must be overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion must be returned to the people and their elected representatives. As a result, several states have taken action to ban abortions. Though, contrary to popular belief, states doing so are providing exceptions for cases where the procedure is necessary to save the life of the mother, as Breitbart News detailed. Nevertheless, Massachusetts was among the states that took action to protect abortion. As Governor Charlie Baker, R., signed an executive order protecting abortion providers in his state following the Supreme Court's decision. I am deeply disappointed in today's decision by the Supreme Court, which will have major consequences for women across the country who live in states with limited access to reproductive health care services, Baker said in a statement at the time. The Commonwealth has long been a leader in protecting a woman's right to choose and access to reproductive health services, while other states have criminalized or otherwise restricted access. This executive order will further preserve that right and protect reproductive health care providers who serve out-of-state residents, he added.